Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. Let's get right into it. This is from the Christian Post Bible Class Program for Public Schools. Sees exponential growth heading into new academic year. There's some interesting things in this headline, and I don't actually care about the news part of this story. I'm just catching up to this whole program. And so I just want to tell you about the program, let you know it exists. There's nothing you can actually do about it, except you can know about it. Maybe if Christians don't know about this program, it'll make them feel so much better. This is a good news story for Christians. You know, in case they are not aware that this program exists, as I was not aware of it this morning. This will give atheists ulcers, which should also make Christians happy. So, Bible Class Program for Public Schools. Just that part of the headline should begin to give you fits. This doesn't seem like a thing. Let me read a little bit. An Ohio-based Christian ministry that provides biblical education to public school students expects an estimated 30,000 children to be enrolled in the program this coming education year. LifeWise Academy, an organization launched in 2019 that provides released time religious instruction for public school students, recently announced that more than 300 schools across 11 states will participate in the program. Okay, let's talk for a minute. This program is going gangbusters. Came along 2019. Thanks, Trump. 2019. And they give Bible instruction to public school students. That's what they are. Now, in case you think this violates the Establishment Clause, you are wrong. This does not violate the Establishment Clause. Let me find this paragraph that I'm looking for. And not seeing, this is what happens when you don't highlight these things in advance. Okay, let me read this paragraph. Release time programs involve public school students leaving campus during school hours to take part in religious instruction with the permission of parents and the school itself. The concept was outlined by the 1952 U.S. Supreme Court decision of Zorach versus Clausen, where the High Court determined the practice was constitutional. Now, I don't know that this particular program existed back then. This is over 70 years ago. But apparently, that paved the way for this program. Here's a little bit more. Under release time laws, students are released from public school during school day to attend religious classes off school property as long as they are privately funded and have parental improvement. And what this particular paragraph does not reiterate is that it also has to have school administrator approval. So it's not enough for parents to just say, I want to take my kids out of school for part of the day to get some Bible instruction. The schools have to also agree. Of course, this is very easy to get in places like Oklahoma. It's a very interesting idea, don't you think? You know, if you're one of those parents who are very, very concerned about all that evil math and science, you know, that evolution stuff, and history, you know, history that suggests that the world is even older and that history goes back a little bit further and maybe unfolded a little bit differently than the Bible says. And, you know, history of, you know, Americans oppressing other people. You know, we don't want kids to know all of that crap. We don't want kids thinking badly of our founders, our slave-owning founders. Bump that noise. Get your kid out of school for that stuff. You know, you can leave them in school for PE, you know, and band, stuff like that. Maybe English. I mean, kid's going to be a preacher. He's going to write sermons and religious books and things like that. So they need to know how to write. But, you know, all that STEM garbage stuff. Just take them out of school for that part of it and replace it with overt Christian Bible instruction. That is exactly what these programs are for. I want you to hear something from one of the program leaders. It's chilling. For decades, faith-based organizations have been imparting scripture and the value of faith with public school students before and after school. But the students who most need to be reached are often missed due to logistical and scheduling challenges, Pitten said. Operating during school hours with the permission of both parents and school administrators has allowed us to better integrate into the school's culture and reach those previously left out. Who are those previously left out? You know, those kids of secular parents who didn't want their kids having Bible instruction? Those kids who, because of logistical reasons, couldn't make it to before school and after school indoctrination sessions? Now, we can just take them out of school and do the indoctrination session. It's like a mission field. You know, those kids in school, they're our mission field. And in order to reach them, we need to be able to take them out of school and put them into our indoctrination camps. Well, apparently you can do this, and you've been able to do it for a very long time. This program now boasts 30,000 students, 300 schools, over 11 states. It's coming to a state and a school and a child near you. And apparently, this has been legal and a part of American life for a very, very long time. But of course, Christians aren't happy. You know, the Anti-Defamation League, that liberal Jewish organization, they had a few things to say, and also, I think, very chilling. A release time program must be structured to avoid any perception of public school promotion or endorsement. I want to go back a paragraph here. Let's see. According to the Progressive Jewish Advocacy Group, the Anti-Defamation League, release time programs are constitutional as long as the religious classes take place off school grounds, if no public school funds are expended, and if schools, officials or teachers do not promote program attendance through coercion or other means. A release time program must be structured to avoid any perception of public school promotion or endorsement of religious instruction, the ADL continued. If any element of the program gives the impression of public school support for religion, or if any actual support is given, then the program will likely be struck down by the courts as a violation of the Establishment Clause. I really don't see how that's not a violation already. I don't see it. I don't understand it. Because you see, it's not just the parents, but the schools have to give approval for the program. Now, I suspect that if some parent wanted to take their child out of school for satanic temple training, then the schools would just say, no, no, not going to do it. Jewish parents who want to take their schools out of schools in a very fundamentalist Christian district to give them Jewish training, no, not going to do it. They have the power to approve and disapprove. Fundamentalist Christian, we got a program. We want to teach our kids, you know, Bible as God intended. School says, yep. Yep, that sounds good. We approve that. I don't see how that avoids the appearance of promotion. But there you have it, folks. I mean, that's it. That's it. It's shocking, really. I didn't know this existed. You guys probably knew this existed the whole time. But Christians aren't talking about it. I got a feeling that Christians don't know it exists. You know, they want prayer in school and they want to change school curriculum and so forth. You don't have to change school curriculum. Your kid can still be on the football team and you can just take them out of school anytime you want to and give them Bible instruction during school hours. Now you know. That's it for today. See you next time. No shows over the weekend. Probably we do have an after show that we recorded from the Calculus for Christ. Yes, even though we recorded for about 3.5 hours, many requested an after show, and it wasn't me. I wasn't the one beating that drum. And so we did an after show that lasted another, I don't know, while. I don't remember how long it was. I'm going to air that this weekend. So until next time, bye-bye.